Gilmer, Jobo, Pennsylvania. This is TobealPod.com coming to you from our makeshift studios at the intensive care unit at York Hospital. I had a seizure when I noted the subtitled version of the Anatomia show done about me, graciously circulated on Mega Revs by our good friend Tim Blauvelt. But all is well now. Today is Thursday, the 23rd of August, 2012. On this date, in 1572, French Protestants were killed during the St. Bartholomew's Day massacre, precipitating their hasty exodus, including by some of my illustrious ancestors, to Ireland. In 1922, 100 years ago today, Gene Kelly was born. If you have not seen Singing in the Rain in the last 15 or 20 years, see it. It is fantastic. 1926, silent film star Rudolph Valentino died at the age of 31, creating mass hysteria and swooning among his female fans in the U.S. In 1939, Germany and the Soviet Union signed the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact. In a secret addition to the pact, the Baltic states, Finland, Romania, and Poland were divided between the two nations. By the way, they haven't forgotten. In 1970, on the same day that Lou Reed played his last show with the Velvet Underground, the very cool Mexican-American union leader Cesar Chavez began the Salad Bowl strike, the largest farm worker strike in U.S. history. In 1989, the peaceful protest known as the Baltic Chain, or the Singing Chain, took place. 2 million people from Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania stood on the road from Vilnius to Tallinn holding hands and singing. In 1990, Armenia declared its independence from the Soviet Union. In 1960, at the age of 26, Georgian writer Guram Rchelishvili died in Gagra while saving an unknown Russian girl in rough seas. My Georgian Journal and Fides Palitra column this week is about energy supply and conservation in Georgia. So, the format of Georgia's pre-electoral debates is still the top news. The ruling party wants Bidzina, Georgian Dream, or Otsneba's prime ministerial candidate to debate against the current MP, Vano Medvedevashvili. However, Bidzina says Vano is not the proper person for him to face off against. Instead, he wants to debate either Misha, UNM's chairman, or a group of between 7 and 12 UNM members. Ivanishvili announced on August 20th that he is challenging Misha to a televised debate anytime and in any format. According to Net Gazeti, the Labor Party Shalvanatelashvili has also challenged Bidzina and Misha to debates. Otsneba's number on the ballot will be 41 instead of 7, the number Bidzina and his coalition have been campaigning under. The Central Election Commission claims the number was assigned by casting lots in accordance with the election code. Georgian Dream sees politics behind the decision. Tiniko Khidasheli of the Republican Party, part of Bidzina's coalition, said that the decision is a serious financial blow to the campaign because they already had used number 7 on flags, t-shirts, and banners. Civil.ge reports that Georgian Dream will appeal the CEC's decision in court. One more indication of how incredibly unfair the collapsed timetable of the elections are and how much to the advantage of the ruling party it's given that they select the date so soon before the elections rather than just mandating a particular date in the fall. Bidzina met with ex-parliamentary speaker Nino Bourgenadze on August 19th. We reported last week that Nino's Democratic Movement, United Georgia Party, decided not to run in the October 1st election to avoid splitting the opposition vote. Bidzina called this decision very patriotic. Following the meeting on August 20th, Bidzina told journalists that he received shocking information from Bourgenadze but did not elaborate. Later, Bourgenadze asserted in an interview with Channel 9 that she was blackmailed by Misha. According to Bourgenadze, she wanted to establish a political party before the 2008 parliamentary elections, but Saakashvili threatened that if she did, he would wage a war in Abkhazia. Yeah. Minister of Euro-Atlantic Integration Gia Baramidze will run for the majoritarian seat in Batumi. The post will be taken over by the smart and well-liked Kutaiseli Deputy Foreign Minister Tornike Gordadze. Interesting thing about this. If Misha would need a seat to become prime minister in a year, this would be a good one, and maybe it means that... that's if he's going to pull a Putin, which I think he will not, but, you know, who knows. It could also mean that he would become the leader of a Jada and therefore be able to partner with his good bud Gia Baramidze. Or maybe it means nothing and has nothing to do with anything. Anyway, with Gia's lame nationalistic competition in Batumi, that's what Tsuneba's guy, Dumbadze, Baramidze is likely to get the seat. Outgoing Parliamentary Speaker Dato Bakradze lead UNM's party list of candidates. Like all other parties, UNM must meet the September 1st deadline and unveil its full list of candidates running in the proportional party list seats. Everybody should check that list very carefully, because it is completely up to the party who gets to go where. In the past, a lot of times, they put a lot of rich people on there to try and get funding. It's also good to see how many brown nosers and, not to make a swipe at Paul Ryan, who is the class brown noser in his senior class in high school, but, you know, the sort of sycophants in the party right now, people who are trying to suck up to the ruling party to see how many they get in there and how many, you know, in the opposition that didn't get majoritarian seats but are just sort of hanger-arounders for Otsunebo. To look at the quality of the people on the list will be an important comparison in how serious the parties are. National Movement announced that Prime Minister Merabashvili will be the party's prime ministerial candidate after the parliamentary elections. UNM named Roland Akhalaya as their candidate for majoritarian member of parliament for Zugdidi single mandate constituency. This is very, very important. Roland Akhalaya is much feared in Samegrelo. Georgia's dream candidate is Irakli Alassania, Georgia's former UN ambassador and head of the Free Democrats. Facebook comments suggest that Akhalaya is significantly less strong and less liked than Alassania. He's the father, Akhalaya is the father of Bacho Akhalaya. His other son, Data Akhalaya, is the deputy defense minister and widely reputed to be the guy who's supposed to sort of keep an eye on the defense ministry personnel and officers to make sure there's no repeat of the Mukrovani, alleged Mukrovani mutiny attempt. Roland Akhalaya is sort of the capo di tutto capi of Samegrelo. It would be very interesting to have some randomly selected focus groups in parts of Samegrelo to see what people think about it. Surveys there are difficult. There's quite a bit of fear in that area. OSCE's High Commissioner on National Minorities, Knut Vodabank, warned breakaway South Ossetia's de facto leadership about their plans to demolish villages formerly populated by ethnic Georgians before the 2008 war. According to Vodabank, international humanitarian law bans this sort of reprisal against civilians and their property. Much discussed on Facebook, Georgian Dreams recently announced candidate for the majoritarian MP seat in Tetritzharo, Shalva Khajapuridze, regarding a comment he made several months ago, and I quote, "It is my principled position that I will never attend a meeting at the Hotel Radisson Blu Iberia because blu is sisperi in English." Now, sisperi is a derogatory term for gay people in Georgian. Back to the quote. "As a Georgian man, I will never enter the hotel of gays," end quote, says Genius Khachapuridze. He was answering journalist questions about whether opposition parties were planning to meet in the Radisson Blu Iberia. iReporter.ge posted the photocopied comment on Tuesday. Civil.ge reports on the 22nd of August that the government delayed enforcing a 2.85 million lari fine imposed on Bidzina's coalition on Tuesday, the 21st. Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe announced in a statement that, quote, "the excessive and disproportionate fines levied by the state audit service effectively undermine normal political activities by an opposition party," end quote. Bidzina plans an outdoor rally in Tbilisi 2 days before the October 1st parliamentary election. Georgian Dream already notified the mayor's office about their intention to march from several locations to gather for the rally at Freedom Square on September 29th. At a campaign rally in Rustavi on August 19th, Bidzina said that those who steal people's votes in the ballot box via voter fraud will be held legally responsible. According to Net Gazeti, he introduced the coalition's majoritarian MP candidate in Rustavi's via Zizikuri and described him as a veteran politician with more experience than almost any other politician. Experience at what, is the question. Georgian Dream will hold rallies in Racha, Lechumi on August 26th, 7th, then in Cajetis, Tel Aviv on September 2nd. Strong winds and rain hit the eastern Georgia region of Cajeti again on Monday. Residential buildings, crops, and power lines were damaged. On August 17th, the Ambassadorial Working Group, a group of diplomats from OSCE participating states, urged all political parties to accept a code of conduct initiated by the hardest working NGO in Georgia, Transparency International Georgia, and GILA. They urged all parties to respect the electoral outcomes of the Central Election Commission. OTSNEBA spokesperson Maya Panchakidze told a briefing on August 20th that they will recognize the outcome announced by the Central Elections Commission. Mises UNM has also made comments to this effect. However, no joint document has been signed by both sides. And I'd like to note, there is a heavy reliance on OSCE observation efforts on this by the ambassadors and the ruling party, but be careful on this. What the ODIHR OSCE observers will say will be how closely things match the Copenhagen principles or not, which, frankly, not many people care very much about. What people care about is whether or not who was voted for was who was seated in parliament, or how well the outcome matches the intent of the voters. And it's going to be very, very, they're going to be international observation organizations that could say that but will not, and it'll be a very brave organization that'll say it. And often they're not qualified to say it because they just have a bunch of observers who go look around. I mean, they often draft their statements before the elections. So be wary of international election observers. Even the serious and fairly impartial ones like ODIHR OSCE, leave alone the ones that have been purchased by one side or the other, of which there will be many in this election. Bidzina initiated arbitration against the Georgian government at World Bank Tribunal. He seeks compensation for politically motivated actions against his Georgian investments, namely Kartu Bank. Financial damages, Ivanishvili asserts, is at least $186 million. Rustavioti reported on August 18th that Maestro's TV Kutaisi correspondent Marika Chvaidze quit her job because she was frequently forced to make reports biased in favor of Bidzina. The TV station's management countered, saying that the journalist is an alcoholic, and after all, we all know that serious journalists never drink alcohol. The opposition Labour Party announced its candidate for the majoritarian MP seat in Tbilisi's 10 constituencies, including Georgi Gugava in Nadzaladevi district and Sososhat Bereshvili in Guldani district. The party's election motto, inspired by Arsena's Lexi, a Georgian folk poem with a Robin Hood-esque hero, is, and I quote, "Take from the rich, give to the poor." Never one to mince words, Shalvanath Elashvili's back in the race. You know, it's really too bad that he has not taken his seat in Parliament because, he's good for comic relief. UK's Telegraph reported on August 18th that Betkil Shukvani, a Georgian judo wrestler, hired the law firm Mushkondereya to advocate on his behalf, of his interests. Shukvani claimed recently that government officials intimidated him at the London Olympics because he supported OTSNEBA. According to Net Gazeti, while Misha was attending a horse race in western Georgia's Bakhmato district, special operations units prevented up to 100 Georgian Dream activists from going onto the territory. In terms of financial aid from the state budget, the UNM received more than any other party. They're followed by the Christian Democratic Movement and the Labor Party, according to a new report published by Transparency International Georgia. The report, which I'm chair of, by the way, the report analyzes financial documents from 13 parties in Parliament which received state financing as a result of their 2008 parliamentary success. No surprises, since those were based on percentage of vote received. Bidzina-affiliated news agency Info9 may sue the pro-government info-9.com over copyright infringement. In the article, The War of Two Info-9s, published in Georgian newspaper Resonansi, Info-9's head Manana Eliashvili said that Info-9 has stolen the website structure, colors, and slogans. And, you know, considering how careful this entity is that's in the 11-story building on Hero Square, that they're going up and down, this is the I don't know, it's a legal entity of public law that's now dealing with copyright infringement, supposedly because Georgia was yelled at by the Americans and EU, and they're going up and down Rustavelli with clipboards telling restaurants that if they play the radio, they have to count their chairs and they have to pay a certain amount for the copyright. And I don't know, it's frankly completely ridiculous. So shouldn't be too tough. We know they're enthusiastic. Shouldn't be too tough to get them to comment on that. Black Sea Press reported on Wednesday that the National Enforcement Bureau is launching a forced execution of the court's ruling to collect fines, fine imposed on football player Kahi Kaladze. The Bureau spokesman said Kaladze's property will be evaluated, fine amount determined, and property seized. Tbilisi City Hall declared an initiative to restore the wall of the ancient fortress in the center of Tbilisi. The fortress dates back to the 11th to 13th centuries. Tbil Avcheni, Georgia's state-owned aircraft manufacturing plant, which has been in hibernation for some time, has partnered with Ukraine's flight simulator producer Markets Mats to invest in the Hereford Enterprise Zone in the UK, according to civil.ge. Misha attended construction work for a new boulevard along the seashore, which will lead to the Black Sea resort of Ureki on Wednesday. Preparations for Tbili Soba, the annual Tbilisi festival, are underway, according to City Hall. This year, Tbili Soba will be celebrated on October 6th and 7th. On Tuesday, Georgia's national basketball team defeated Bosnia-Herzegovina 96-95 in one of the selection matches for EuroBasket 2013. As you know, we only report on sports when Georgia wins. So congratulations, Lalo Baskets. According to Prime News, in September, the Ministry of Defense will grant free apartments close to the international airport in a military town to 1,000 military servicemen in the armed forces. Mayor Gigi Ugulava said that modernization of the Tbilisi Metro will be completed by late 2013. We are not flipping anybody off this week. It's just more fun with Cameron and Matias to figure out who we get to do that with. This week's Colga movies are on Friday, August 24th, Blue Mountains, Georgia, 1983. Definitely go see that if you have not seen that. Monday, August 27th, In July, which is Turkey, German, from 2000. On Wednesday, August 29th, The Wishing Tree, Georgian, 1977. All movies are at 8 p.m. at Dom Kino, across from McDonald's by Rustavelli Metro. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. That's Tango X-Ray Tango Bravo Uniform Kilo. Our email address is tabilpod@gmail.com. Send us any ideas for stories, things that you liked or didn't like, or anything else. We'd also be curious to hear how iTunes is working. And, of course, you can always post to our forum at www.tbilpod.com. And we will finish with, I forgot to get a song, but I'll find something. It'll be good, and I'll let you know whatever it is in the forum, I guess. That's it for this week. Talk to you next week. With Shining Star from 1975. Sorry for the delay. Yeah.
Shining star for you to see what your life can.